Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Technology is changing our business world at an unprecedented speed, but on an almost daily basis, we are hearing about security breaches and hack jobs. So how do you protect your business or even your family and yourself? Our next guest will be speaking soon at a conference in Columbia, South Carolina on this topic. Michael Kaiser is Executive Director of the National Cybersecurity Alliance, and he will be speaking on Wednesday, October 28th at ITology's conference entitled Cybersecurity 2020, the Impact of Digital Business on Security. Michael, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for our listeners not familiar with your organization, tell us about the National Cybersecurity Alliance.
The National Cybersecurity Alliance was founded in 2001, directly after 9/11, by some visionary people in industry who saw that there wasn't enough education going on in cybersecurity for really a lot of audiences, home users, small and medium-sized businesses, as well as higher education. And since that time, we've been working collaboratively with partners in industry and with government. We're a public-private partnership. We're a nonprofit organization, creating education awareness programs all around the country and actually around the globe now.
The conference coming up, I believe I see here on the schedule, you are the first speaker.
Yes, I'm honored to be the first speaker, and I'm talking about creating a culture of cybersecurity. How do we fully move and immerse ourselves in this digital age in the same way we have with other technological transformations? Like, we did become a car culture. There were no cars, and then there were cars, and we had to become a car culture and build all the safety and security into that culture and teach people how to use that culture and operate in it safely and securely.
So in other words, I guess you're saying we need to start getting used to putting seatbelts on our computers.
Well, you know, that's a good analogy.
And how do we do this? There are so many security companies out there that have all their own methods. How do we know which way to go?
Well, we start actually very simply with a very simple idea, which is called stop, think, connect, which is, you know, really almost the equivalent to stop, drop, and roll, that kind of basic societal message that we can all learn. And the message is really simple. Stop. Make sure you've taken security precautions, things like software updates or good password practices or putting in multi-factor authentication, whatever the right practice is for what you're trying to do. Think about what you're about to do online and the consequences of clicking on that link or sharing something on a post on Facebook. And then connect with a little more peace of mind. Enjoy the internet. Because at the end of the day, security actually enables you to do more. It shouldn't necessarily stop you from doing the things you want to do.
I see here on the agenda that you are also the first speaker after lunch to talk about how to make your home and family cyber safe. Are there differences between making your business cyber safe versus your family?
There are some differences and there are some similarities, and certainly a lot of small businesses operate more like a family. But from the home perspective, I think we have these other challenges. Certainly some of the basic practices are certainly the same. Obviously, keeping software updated on all the devices that connect to the internet, good practices around credentials like passwords and multi-factor authentication. But families also face other issues. It's in the family where young people are going to be first introduced to this technology, more than likely. Parents have to teach young people how to use this technology more safely and securely, help children understand how to use this technology ethically. How do they use this technology in relationships with their friends and peers? So it can be a little more complicated for the family. On the business side, of course, they may have other issues like liabilities and responsibilities to their customers and all kinds of other things that go on. But the family and technology is a pretty hot topic for all of us these days.
I know that a big issue these days is that because so much of our lives are on the internet, we have to have so many different passwords. An industry has sprung up around this, and that's these password keeper companies. How secure are these?
Password managers, as they're called, you know, they can be a great tool. Basically, the way they work is quite simply, you put all your passwords into your password manager, and then you have kind of a master password that you use, and it helps you access those. But passwords are flawed in some ways, and so we're really promoting this notion of people turning on what's called either multi-factor authentication or two-step verification, which is something that you use in addition to a password. So the most common way that people have seen it is you get a text to your phone of a one-time code that you then put in, and that gives you access to your account. And that provides an extra layer of security beyond your password.
Well, Michael, thank you very much for your time today. We're looking forward to your presentation in Columbia.
We're thrilled to participate.
Michael Kaiser is Executive Director of the National Cybersecurity Alliance. He joined us by phone from his office in Washington, D.C. He will be in Columbia on Wednesday, October 28th, speaking at ITology's conference, Cybersecurity 2020, The Impact of Digital Business on Security. And we will have links to his organization and to the conference posted at our webpage so you can learn more. That address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. And with the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.